Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand afternoon. Yes, it is here in the city of Chicago. Nice, sunny temperatures. We are experiencing that summer heat on this Saturday, September 11th. I'm Naima Latif, hosting once again on this Saturday. Of course, next month, you will hear on the second Saturday our dear sister returning, Attorney Wendy Williams Esquire, with her show on relationships. But today we wanted to bring you festivities on a day where many people are recalling a day of mourning. And I want to speak about this for just a moment, because the nation's eyes are on New York and Washington, where the planes were crashed during what has been called the 9/11 attacks, the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And there is so much to be said about this incident that we experienced as a collective humanity. So much of it that, as President Barack Obama once said, fractured our world. And because this was something unprecedented, it kicked off a lot of fears that many Americans are still holding about those from other countries and other cultures and other religions that they may not be familiar with. And so we have a lot of fear of what appears to be different to those who may not be acquainted with people in other parts of the world. And it's a challenge when we need to be able to appreciate and enjoy the differences. We need to be able to meet new people and experience new languages, new ways of acknowledging our Creator, new ways of living, new ways of working together, and new ways of appreciating the wonderful experiences that we have all had that have shaped our understanding of the world in which we live. So it's often a challenge for those who lived through the 9/11 attacks to be able to look at someone who is of different religion than them and not feel fear, because the idea was put forth that this was a terrorist attack based on fanatical religious beliefs. And that idea has remained in the minds of many Americans. And so people of what's called Middle Eastern heritage are often treated with fear and suspicion when they try to do something basic like board a flight somewhere. And because Americans tend to not differentiate between people, because American school children are kept ignorant of history and geography, there were many people who happened to wear head coverings or speak another language or had slightly brown skin who were attacked after those 9/11 plane crashes. And many families suffered, many children suffered, and remained traumatized as a result. So if we look at everything as a learning experience, what we learn from that incident is to be more aware of how our international policies are affecting other people. We need to be more aware of how American economic policies and political policies may be impacting others who may feel anger at some of the decisions made by people in government. We need to be more aware so that we can understand and even advise those who we have trusted with leadership positions, because sometimes the decisions that they make may be harmful and we are not holding them accountable for those decisions. So it is important for us to learn from that incident and realize that in this world we live in, there are definite histories that we are still experiencing the consequences of the decisions made by people who were in positions of leadership and responsibility. So therefore, anyone who is in a position of leadership or responsibility definitely needs to have wisdom in those decisions. And they need to have more understanding about those who are of different cultures and different backgrounds who live among us, not in means and fearful, but respecting the various histories, not propaganda, but history. What happened? And if people are angry, we need to understand, why are you angry? Just like African Americans want people to understand, why are we angry? Oh, slavery, well, that happened a long time ago. Why y'all still mad? Get over it. Not understanding that there are things that happen that are still affecting our lives, and so we're still responding to that effect. And it would be good if all of us who are living and understood of each other so that we could talk about it without being defensive or resentful. We could talk about it because we respect each other's feelings. So that's what we need to learn today. And this is a good day to remind us that cultural differences are a good thing. We learn something from each other. We can appreciate each other. We're sharing with you a jerk festival here in Washington Park. And this is a way we can often share different cultures in a way that helps us appreciate each other. We love food. We love sharing each other's food. So you can join us live on Facebook, on the Female Solution Facebook page, where we can give you a visual image of the events and give you an opportunity to experience vicariously this cultural expression, because we do want to understand the history of even culture. Often our food is the result of particular things that have happened and particular way that we have been exposed to where we live. There's a whole history of soul food that we of the African-American experience understand, having to do with basic garbage in many cases, types of food, and being able to season it so that it tasted good. So there's a history behind all food. We come to appreciate and when we when we're able to do that, when we're able to do that, then we can develop friendships. So this is a good day to look at developing friendships, look at sharing culture, look at sharing experiences, look at sharing something as common as food, so that we can appreciate our differences. We can talk about them. We can certainly respect them. And we can allow people the comfort of being themselves and not feeling like they have to conform to someone else's culture because other people don't understand them. People need to be able to feel that they can live where they live and live how they live and speak the language they speak without creating fear. I have many stories of that we're trying to maybe go home and visit friends and even Saudi Arabia, Morocco, various places where perhaps Arabic is spoken or some other language is spoken. And getting on the plane and speaking to their family and having their private conversation, some flight attendant got frightened and had them put off the plane because of fear that they're plotting something and they're speaking this foreign language. I've had several things that it's a humiliating experience. Very full to people who have a right to speak when they're having a private conversation. They wish to express themselves to people, no one else's business. But because so and lacking the ability to discuss things, we will push the panic button when any understanding and mutual respect for all people, for all cultures, and people need to feel that they can be who they are without fear of being ridiculed or publicly humiliated. So this is one of the things that we seek to spread today, spreading joy, spreading love, spreading peace. And we also want to remind people that not only are we one nation under God, we're one world under God. And if we can remember that, then we can see each other differently. We can recognize each other's differences and appreciate each other's differences and treat each other as the brothers and sisters that we are. The other day I went to a concert, a Native American concert, and the sister who performed was saying that in her culture, I believe it was the Navajo culture, and Native people's culture in general, you address each other as brother and sister or auntie or uncle or mother or father. I mean, it's all family ties. Everyone is your family. And that's a wonderful way to look at the human family. That's who we are. We are family. And we must learn how to be family, even as we appear different in our eyes. And if we can remember that we are all the same, and no one has to fear being profiled, being humiliated, being discriminated against, being publicly shamed, being put out of a place, being accused of plotting something. No one has to fear the truth. When everybody respects everybody. So that's all in mind. And if we can remember and we can remember that we're all family, then sorry, we had a disruption in signal there. For those who are listening and wonder, where did our voice go? So we're looking to establish a strong signal so we can bring you in to the festivities here in Washington Park, give you an opportunity to enjoy what we are seeing, hearing, and smelling, and tasting, because this is a chance for us to experience joy on a day that many are remembering with a certain kind of sadness, realizing that this day, 9/11, will forever be remembered as the day for terrorist attacks. However, it can be also remembered as a day when we made a resolve that we are going to understand what's happening in the world around us, how we are affecting global policy, and how we can alleviate suffering by listening to those who may have been adversely affected by decisions made by the leadership that we have trusted and we have entrusted with decision-making on our behalf. So we need to take responsibility for public policy that uses our tax dollars. And we need to talk. And we need to listen so this never again happens. So we want you to give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we're certainly looking forward to your thoughts. We're attending the 5th Annual Jerk Festival, Keeping the Culture Through Cuisine. Yes, we are. And this is the 5th Annual Jerk Festival. Certainly something that preserves a culture, and we appreciate the roots of this culture. We'll be talking to organizers in just 1 minute. We're going to take a break and in a moment give you a chance to reflect. It's often a challenge when you need to redirect thought. Redirecting the idea that some people should be somehow publicly scorned or publicly or permanently seen as enemies because of an event. We have the situation in Afghanistan and many people differing as to what should happen to those who are seeking to leave the country. People say that those coming from war-torn countries are bringing with them a lot of problems. But the same can be said to Americans who bring attitudes, behaviors, dysfunctional behaviors with them when they go abroad. We do this and we don't realize that we have hurt people as well with our Americanisms. So everybody brings something with them when they travel. They bring some good things in terms of perhaps new kinds of food that people can try. We've got a whole host of restaurants, many different restaurants in all the various neighborhoods throughout Chicago. Chicago's a wonderful place of various cultures to experience. Sometimes people bring habits. You know, habits of the way they arrange the furniture in their house. Habits in the styles of clothing they wear. The way they comb their hair. Jamaicans made locks internationally possible, internationally popular. A hairstyle. So many people bring with them parts of their culture, and that's a good thing. Sometimes people bring the emotional trauma of what they've experienced in a war, and their fears of attack can cause them to react to things that aren't even in existence other in their own mind. People who may steal or hoard food or do things that people do when they feel like they're living among an enemy that may hurt them. But you can find that kind of behavior not just from someone coming from a country where there's war. You can find that behavior among people living right here in America. Those who are pushing for everybody to have a gun because they, in their minds, see themselves at war with people who look different than them. So that's a destructive attitude no matter where you are. So we're going to take this quick break. When we come back, give you an opportunity to join us at this 5th annual Jerk Festival right here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we appreciate all of you who listen in and join in our daily discussions. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you, of course, who are listening online, to stay with us.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Healing through our
heart,
all around the world. Cottage Grove for the 5th Annual Jerk Festival. And for those of you who want to join us live on Facebook, feel free to go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. I'm Naima Latif, and we want to share with our listening and viewing audience some of the culture that is here as part of the Jerk Festival. We've just played the music from The Sounds of Blackness. And what they say is it's time for healing. And that's what we say. It's time for this nation to heal from the distress of what this date has come to represent, and to remember that many different cultures coming together to share who they are is a wonderful thing. And so we're here to share a cultural experience on this day, because it's time for a healing. It's time for us to see each other as the brothers and sisters, as the family that we are, because we are all family. So you're hearing some wonderful music in the background, definitely my kind of music. And we're going to talk to some of the vendors here and give you a chance to meet them. And if you're in and around the Chicagoland area, we're certainly going to encourage you to come on down to 55th and Cottage Grove and be a part of this celebration. This is a day for us to enjoy who we are. So I'm going to give you a visual image of some of the events, many vendors here, food as always, artifacts you can buy, music to listen to. And we want you to enjoy. I'm Naima Latif, and you're listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And this is the 5th Annual Jerk Festival, and it is a time for us to celebrate our culture. And what better place than on the grounds of the DuSable Museum of African American History. So we're going to give you a chance to experience it. If you're not in and around the Chicagoland area, you can experience it vicariously through our Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. All right. So here we see some vendors here. Ooh. Here we have Brave, Bright, and Bold. All right, and this looks like some Brave, Bright, and Bold things here. So let me get a good shot here. All right. Ooh. Give you my card. Thank you. Yes. So we are live on our Global Radio TV Show and helping our listeners and viewers enjoy this. So could you tell us, you gave me the card, okay. Ooh, Sugar Glaze, Handcrafted Body Care by Jennifer, the owner, okay. So tell us about your product and how you got started.
Started about 4 years ago when I realized that we were having a lot of toxin buildup by the chemicals that we put on our skin. 30% of what we put on our skin actually reaches our bloodstream. That's why we get into a diseased state. So I had to co-create with nature some products that smell good and had me divine without that residue buildup. So I have beautiful body butters, sugar scrubs, milk baths, bath salts, herbal body oil.
Okay. very well packaged.
Thank you.
How, well, I know when it comes to creating a product that you have to work on quality control. How long did it take you to get, like, just the right amount of each ingredient?
This is my fourth year. I think I've just mastered each formulation now.
Well, that's great. That's great. So where do you put them on your skin and nose?
Sugar glaze can be used from your head to your toe, especially your, I know, especially your herbal body care. I use it in my locks and toes. Just when you fresh out of the shower, it helps keep the moisture in. Shea butter, of course, I have many benefits that you can use. And sugar scrub, we definitely need to take better care of our skin because it's our largest organ. It does a lot for us, so we really should take care of it.
Okay, well, my spirit is telling me I should get this one. So tell me about this one here. What's in it and what does it do?
So Joy is comprised of 100% carrier oils with essential oils. It even has the herbs in it, so it's to be fast-acting, so it doesn't make you sweat. Mm. Sometimes you just need to moisturize your skin, but you don't really have a lot of time. This is what you need right here. You can even put it in your hair.
Ooh, okay.
Let me give you a sample.
All right. Oh, okay. We got a sample, y'all. Oh, it smells good. Let's put a little bit in my hair. Oh, I like this. Okay, sold. All right. Well, we want you all to come on down. Come on down to Washington Park, and you'll see it right at 55th and Cottage Grove. Definitely, you gotta come by. What is this? Sugar glaze. And get some products. I'm gonna get a bottle. So,
thank you so much.
Yes. Now, do you take cards or any cash? Okay. All right. We're going to come back and get a bottle. So, you know,
okay,
put one aside for me. Definitely. Ooh, I love this smell. Yeah, I need to smell like this. Definitely. Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
You too. All right. Well, you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And, all right, you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we just got to be speaking to Jennifer, who's the owner of Sugar Glaze, this handcrafted body care. And as she said, we put too many chemicals in our system. We need to do something about that. We need to be more holistic in our care. So we have so many people who are addressing the needs that we have and coming up with solutions. Rather than us complain about what we're buying, create our own product. So I encourage you all to come down. I'm going to let you all know how it turned out with the product that I'm purchasing. But if we can be creative, then we can figure out what we need to have for whatever it is that we desire. We have the power to create, and that is the lesson here. We have the power to create. And when we use our power, rather than say what other people aren't doing, we can do the things that address our needs. Oh, my. So these are some beautiful jewelry pieces. If you'd like to join us on Facebook Live, feel free to go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution and experience this festival through our eyes. It started 12, so of course we're just, you know, starting up and... oh, yes. So Zelda says anything for veggies? Yes. They got jerk fish and jerk vegetarian. So come on down. Yes, jerk vegetarian. And if you're not able to come, this, you know, place your order with me, and I'll get it and hold it in my refrigerator, and I'll try not to eat it until I see you. But, yes, they have jerk vegetarian food here. So... Oh, now this looks interesting. So we've got some wonderful jewelry here, clothing, accessories, I guess they're called. I love exotic pieces that have that motherland look. So give you a vision of some of this as well. And I definitely love African dresses. I love flowing things. So we're going to take a look at some of these pieces as well. Here are the new. Oh, we've got some print. Here are some. Oh, wow. Look at this. Okay, I'm going to give you all a vision of some of these. Oh, look at this. This one with Kobe Bryant and with the halo. I love that. And Tupac. So these are some images of some of our cultural heroes, I guess you could call them. Some of the people who have affected our lives. We've got Tupac. Let's see if I can speak to the artist right here before more music is played so you can perhaps hear. But these are masterful works. This is someone who has a definite creative eye. And again, we want you to come on down if you're in and around the Chicagoland area. Enjoy this festival. Enjoy the creativity that's being shared here. And take a look at some of the original pieces that are certainly... All right. So Zelda will be here tomorrow. I got to get her jerk off. You got to get your jerk on, not off. Let me get that phrase right. Yeah, she's going to come to get her jerk on. Yes. So we are going to see if we can discover who the artist is. And are you the artist? Are you the artist?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. You're the seller. All right. Well, these are some beautiful pieces for sure. So, yes, we are definitely urging you all to come on down and get a few of these. Well, here, let me give you my card. Do you all have a place, like, in the city, or are you just... Okay. Wamarama, River Oaks Shopping Mall. Okay. Oh, Flea Market and Gary. All right. Well, we're live on our global radio TV show, and we've been showing some of your prints, so I encourage people to come down to River Oaks, the River Oaks Shopping Mall, and then in Calumet City. Ooh, okay.
An Alsip at the Swaparama.
All right, at the Gary Flea Market. Okay. Well, that is great. So you can get some of these, y'all. I love this in the print. Take a look at this. Yes, can you believe? And Tupac? Oh, that is just amazing. So, yeah, these are some beautiful pieces. So look for the Swaparama in those locations. And, you know, they've got different sizes. Of course, they got some smaller sizes, some large sizes for your wall and everything. You know, when someone captures you on... And it frames you and captures a moment. It's like it makes you immortal. And these are prints that will definitely make you immortal. So we're going to share some more with you all. Again, this is the Swaparama, and you can find them in the River Oaks Shopping Mall in Calumet City. And definitely, these are some beautiful prints. So today is a day for us to celebrate culture, celebrate the creativity of many people who are selling products that they have created. And we've got some food here, fresh produce. All right. Farmers Market. Okay, we're going to talk to them. We'll let you all take a look at some of the food, and then maybe when the music pauses, we'll get a chance to talk a little bit. Oh, okay. So, oh, I'm sorry. This is how it works. You get a shopping bag, and then you come down the line and get your fruit and vegetables from the farmer's market. Let me get back out of the way so we don't have anybody tripping over us.
I would love that because I need that. I need something. Okay. So, we can do the parking lot. Okay. All right.
I'll do the parking lot. Yeah, so if we get a pause in the music, we'll get a chance to perhaps talk to the organizers. Another solution, get your own food, grow your own food, sell it at events like this. That's the smart thing to do. Yeah, what do they have? They've got, mangoes. And I know I'm going to be shopping here, definitely. I got better hurry up, though, before it's all gone. But, yeah, these people will probably sell out today. Folks are definitely coming to get some food. Because one of the things we've been talking about over and over again is that we need to make sure we have access to healthy food. And people are concerned. They're concerned. I'm not raising the panic button, but they're concerned about access to food if there are government mandates for you to be vaccinated before you can shop or whatever. Now, I'm not putting that thought out there that could happen, but for those who are concerned, the solution is to grow your own food. Or to go to these farmers market places, which people who are aware of the need to have organic food are also going to be respectful of your choice if you choose to not get shot. But you still need to be able to buy food. And so these are the people you need to seek out, because people need to be empowered. And this is what is empowering. Yes, this is definitely, I have to keep remembering that for you all who are listening, you may not see, but feel free to join us on Facebook, but I'll describe for those who are listening. We're here at the Farmers Market booth where they have, I see mangoes, I see kiwi, I see peppers, bell peppers, tomatoes. So we're going to talk to these people in just a little while, maybe in between music sets. But this is so critical for our survival, for these kinds of things. People who are growing food in whatever plot of land they have, this is what keeps you free and independent. When you have your own food and you are able to feed yourself, your family, and your community.
Go.
And when you are able to do that, then you don't panic at anything because you have your necessities taken care of. So this is why we advocate growing your own food so that you will never have to worry about food prices or restrictions on your ability to shop for what you need to survive. All right, let me see if I can. Going to probably have to time this so that we're able to get a few words in between time. But this is important.
I got three people in the house. Tomato? And bell pepper, oh, and I've been told I need to eat more lemon. So I have some of those. Yes. Oh, yes. And apples. Okay, gonna get at least two. Okay, gotta have a mango. All right, well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, okay, so.
Hashtag
BCSIL. BCSIL. And what does that stand for?
Illinois.
Okay, that's easier. Blue Cross Blue Shield Illinois, you know, hashtag BC BS. Oh yeah, get my bag. Yeah, I gotta come back and get my. Absolutely. Okay, got me. All right. Okay. Thank you so very much. All right now. So we just got a bag of groceries. Yes. Got our bag of groceries. Yeah, so we won't be starving today. All right, now. So we are having a great time. Woo! And you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Lateef here live at the 5th Annual Jerk Festival. We're keeping the culture through cuisine. Of course, you can see we got a whole bunch of things. People who create are problem solvers. They are understanding that whatever the problem is, we have within us the means to resolve it. And so, ooh, I am enough. I like those T-shirts saying, I am enough. Those bags, I am enough. Yes. Oh, this is wonderful. And we've got garments here. Ah! Ooh, okay. Crown jewels. Hey, how are you? CBD versus marijuana. Okay. I have heard a bit about it. But now we are live on our global radio TV show, so maybe you can give us a little bit of information, and then we can give you a card.
Okay.
Ah, yes. Let's see. Where we at? Let's see. Just pull one out. Yes, yeah, so I've been...
Here
you go.
Hi, how are you? Yes.
So tell us about, let me get the sign here. So now tell us about Wakana, CBD oil, and a lot of people don't know the difference between CBD and marijuana. So tell us about it.
Both are from the cannabis plant. Let's say cannabis has two babies. One is marijuana and one is hemp.
Oh.
And CBD comes from both sides, but what we are allowed to sell is from the hemp side.
Okay.
And so all of our products are hemp. And it's third-party, independent, lab verified, organic, certified organic. This is one of our owners of the company. It's still
Hi. I'm here to produce sales officer here at Wakana, and these are two fabulous distributors, and Gary out here representing us well. Take a look at all their beautiful products, and we're the part of the plan to get healthy and not
Wow.
We have an opportunity for African Americans to earn income in this marketplace because we paid the price on the war on drugs, so we want to make sure our people, our community, make some of the money in this industry. And
right.
You can see they out there doing it.
Yes.
And we're loving it.
So I love how you said about drugs. You have a baby. Can you say that again?
Yes. Okay, so they're both from the cannabis plant. People have a lot of anxiety if you're from the cannabis plant. But cannabis is a plant that's been around for CBD and people for health. So what CBD is, it's new, you know, pretty new on the market, and people are still unsure, especially in our community. They're afraid when you say CBD, oh, no. You know, they think that they're going to get high. But CBD will provide its health without the high.
so marijuana.
Health without the high.
Imagine cannabis has maybe one attempt, one is marijuana. And both contain CBD, except the marijuana has more THC, which is more high than the CBD. The CBD doesn't get you high. So it helps out the high, but it gives you health and all the other benefits that you get from cannabis. Now, we also have a product that you need a little more than CBD. We have what's called Delta 8, the new kid on the block, which is a CBD. Like marijuana is Delta 9, and Delta 8 is the product right below that. So you don't have the paranoia associated with getting high. But people may see more pain control, more anxiety control. Delta 8 is good for them. And we provide it all. And we also provide education, a lot of education.
So now, if people want to sign up or whatever, do you have regular meetings and that kind of thing?
They can contact us. We do have online school meetings.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I can send you that information if you'd like to.
Well, I have your card.
And I will send you the, every Wednesday, our medical director, who is a female-driven company, female-owned for women.
Okay.
And our medical director is the only physician in Illinois that was called to test as a legal witness when they were legalized in marijuana in Illinois.
All right.
And every week, she does an education in CH on CBD and whatever the issue is, anxiety, depression. You want to say something?
I like to speak about what she said. And Dr. Peter is our medical staff. And she said, everyone, she gives our piece of gold, and what she does, she breaks it down to the community, the benefits of CBD. That it works with other illness like depression, diabetes, insomnia, anxiety. The list goes on and on
and on. So many of us have autoimmune diseases, lupus, diabetes,
yes.
MS, all of them.
Have those things. So, yes. So CBD oil can
yes.
help that?
Yes, it does. People can relieve
okay.
from pain and symptoms, yes. And a lot of doctors are coming on board because their patients are using it and they see that it works. So it's really important.
Yes.
And, again, it's everywhere. CBD is everywhere, but all CBD is not the same. It is not. You can't go to the gas station and get poopy sauce to get CBD. People do it. It's not the same. Every store has it. But you have to know your store, where it comes from. Third-party independent lab looking at every batch. You know that it's safe, what it contains, and what it doesn't contain, the heavy metals and pesticides and things of that nature.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, it's the way to go.
Wow.
And I'm a senior citizen, and I'm hey. Just good.
All right.
So far, I see the age.
Well, okay. Well, you all need to come on down, 55th and Cottage Grove, for the 5th annual Jerk Festival. And these vendors are really providing some solutions. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
We will contact
you. Yes. Yes. Give me your card. I got your info. Yes. All right. Wakana. And thank you, Francine. We appreciate you. All right.
Take care.
Yeah. I got to recommend this to I have several friends that have all those things
oh, yeah.
you mentioned.
It's
yes. Yes.
Yes,
all right.
There we go.
Take care.
Take care. Here we go. Wakana, Crown Jewel of Cannabis.
Well, this is a place where people are sharing solutions. And this is why we must use our creative energy rather than be upset when things happen that we don't like. Simply figure out what it is we would like to happen and then create something that meets that need. So we've been meeting people with solutions today here at the 5th annual Jerk Festival. And I got me a bag of groceries and woo! Got the info on some CBD oil. And you know the thing about it, the things, and like she said, our many in the African American community have
paid a heavy price, selling that which nature provides, but the government had not said it was legal. So therefore, we are now seeing people take advantage of an opportunity to provide what is healthy for people and to make money doing it and to not get arrested as they make money doing it. So it is important for us to know what it is we're doing. As she said, not all CBD oil is alike. You need to know what you are getting into. We've got here, just want to flash, it's got folks doing some psychic readings here. It says walk in for an appointment. So if you have an idea, you want to know what's going to maybe happen in your future, hey, here we go. You can come on down and talk to a psychic reader right here at the Washington Park Fifty-Fifth and Cottage Grove. We're going to go on down the lane here. And let me check. I sure did. I worked at Betty Shabazz. Yes. And which one was your daughter? How's Tamira doing? Oh, tell her congratulations. Yes. Great, great. All right. Oh, congratulations to you. All girls. All right. Girl power. That's great. Yes. Good seeing you. Naima Latif. Yeah, tell her. Yes. All right. One of my old students here. Okay. So we've got the well care booth. We're going to give you all a visual on Facebook as we talk to you all online here. I know the music is a little high, but that's okay. That's the culture that we want to share. And I enjoy the work the DJ is doing and bringing back those good memories. So we've got also, you see headpieces. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice headpieces here. So, you know, I enjoy head wraps. They give a certain kind of style and flair. And I'm going to give you a visual of the, you know, a wide open space here, where you can go from booth to booth. And, you know, what we find when people create things, they find ways to be consistent with what is healthy. So you have people who are creating products out of natural things and creating products that are beautiful. We have beautiful jewelry. We have many things that people have come up with that answer a lot of health challenges people have, such as the CBD oil. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, great. Well, tell me a bit about it. We are live on our global radio TV show, The Female Solution, and we have a pause in the music to hear you. So tell us about your product. Let me bring a little closer so our audience can see it.
Our product is right here, but you want me to explain everything to you, or just one of
it? Just kind of a synopsis, yeah.
Okay, so the Smana Butter helps with any type of skin problems, acne, eczema, anything in that type of way. And then paired with the glow mask, my skin was a risk to that. And then the scrub cuts with eczema, any type of skin, just moisturizes the skin. And then oatmeal soap cuts with eczema, it's catered towards eczema. You know. And then I have a cream tea that I can make for like period cramps, regulated. So basically I put herbs like calcium in it to basically calcium base, so it helps prevent the muscle tension that cramps and then I have a yoni seed.
Yeah, everything is perfect. So how did you come up with the ingredients? What was the inspiration? Are you like a chemist, a biologist?
No. I'm only 17. I'm not even in college. So.
Oh, okay. Hey, now that's
so
that's major. Wow.
I just had a lot of problems with my skin and stuff like that. So I just started looking into like different things. Like I'm a big researcher, so I'll stay up all night researching and stuff like that, just trying to figure out different things. So I. The way I came with this almond butter, I was researching, and I'm just like, I've never heard of this before. So I looked into it, I bought me some, and then I started using it on my skin, and I really liked it. And then I was like, I should make it. And so it helped with my crimson lumps and all of that. And then the scrub, I always made my own scrub. It was my sister that inspired me to start making them. And then the oatmeal soap, really, it just came off of mind and matter. Like,
you got oatmeal soap, you got... Was it tamale butter?
And my crimpy, I just made it, but like the reason I made it is because my friends and them, they were all talking about the period crimp stuff like that, and I know I can help them out and make different scenes, and I just really want to do that. And then the only scene, I only see every month after my period, and then it is regular everything.
Wow, and you are 17, and you have created these products that solve a definite problem that women have. That is brilliant. Well, I know I got to buy something because
which is the thing? I'm sorry.
So now, which is the thing that deals with the acne and that sort of thing? And
so these two pairs deal with acne, but just to get that one alone, it really just depends on your regimen and your routine.
Okay. So
with the glow mask, it detoxifies your skin, so before your skin gets better, it needs to get worse. So a part of detox is that it's going to detox all the bad out of you, so it's going to get bad, but eventually it will get better.
Okay.
So the detox period can range from like a week, and it really just depends on your type of skin.
Yeah, I think my daughter's coming too, but I'm going to come back and buy that for her. I'm going to come back and buy that for her because I know she works with her skin a lot, and she wears makeup, and, you know, sometimes that can make it worse.
Right.
I'm just telling all your business. I'm sorry. I'm just telling my daughter's business all over the world. But, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Me, personally, I do not wear makeup.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I really can help with the makeup, but I'm pretty sure it helps.
I'm thinking about the detoxification because I know that, you know, that it helps
makeup,
if you can.
Makeup does it, it's like falls up.
Yeah. So this is good for that. What is this one? The Tamanu butter? Is that the one that's good for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Butter in the
So I'm going to be back and get that. If you start feeling like you're selling out, just make sure you put one aside for me. Okay. All right. Well, we will be back for that one.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And what's your name?
Cassia Augustin.
Brilliant young scientist, has not been to college. Look for her in the Forbes 500 one day because this sister has come up with a solution, several solutions to some problems. So we've got a little more CBD over here, and we've got some. Ooh, somebody's eating something too. So this is really a great festival, and I think that one of the things we should learn is that when there is a problem and you don't see a solution, that means it's your task to create it. So this young woman, and we're gonna come back and buy a bit of that. But this young woman did research. She's 17, y'all. Did research and found some natural substances that help detoxify the skin and help women with those that cramping situation that they have during our cycle. And Mother Earth provides everything we need if we will just ask her, if we will just look for her and find it. And this is what this young lady did. So, yeah, look for her. Look for her. She has not even gotten to college yet, and she has a product that addresses a need. So, yeah, we're going to probably feature her on the show one day. So y'all remember I said that in case I forget it. Because we need to inspire young people to use their creative genius. And anytime the creator gives you a problem, it's an assignment for you to come up with a solution to the problem. So whatever you're going through, that's your assignment. So she recognized her assignment. Find a solution to monthly cramps. Find a solution to acne. Find a solution. That's your assignment. And she completed her assignment. That's what it's about. So I'm just giving you all a visual of the park. And we're going to take a short commercial break. And in the meantime, give you more visual images. And if anyone has called in on our switchboard, you know, I love having devices that do everything, being a camera and a microphone to a switchboard. But this is what we do. So we are definitely enjoying this festival and meeting some great people and being inspired by the work that's being done. Because we're meeting people that are creating solutions. So we know it's a bit loud, but if you missed what she said, this young lady created products that address issues of acne, cramping, detoxification of skin. So she at 17 just decided to find a solution to the problem. And what is so impressive is the fact that she made the decision based on her experience and needing a solution. It wasn't a school assignment or anything. It was her own genius. I'm going to make sure that we follow up and have her on a future edition of the Female Solution, because she is someone we should know. And definitely we want to make sure that other young minds, other people who are contemplating coming up with a new thing that may address a problem they're having, we want them to be encouraged to go ahead and do the work so that they may reap the benefits of their genius. That's what we want. So we're going to take a quick break. And for our listening audience, and we'll be right back. So we want you to stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
All right, so we are, for those of you watching us live, we're at the booth of Organic Mood, Earthen Accessories. So as you can see, these are some wonderful accessories made from some organic materials. And again, the genius of people who are able to create is just fantastic. So I urge you to come on down 55th and Cottage Grove to the 5th annual Jerk Festival and meet these vendors who are showing what happens when you use your natural creativity. This is amazing. Some beautiful pieces. And if you love that earthy look, this is wonderful. And this company is called Organic Mood. And these are earthen accessories. And the website is www.organicmood.com. So go on the website and place an order. You'll love what you see. And if you're in and around the Chicagoland area, come on down and purchase a few pieces. Be great to add to your wardrobe. Thank you so much. All right. This is great. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Hey, hey, hey. Well, here's one of my favorite people. So we are live on our Global Radio TV show, and these are the eyes of Yvette Morio. real men cook charities. And so what have you seen that has impressed you so far here?
Just great vendors, just great people, beautiful spirit atmosphere, and just wish I could have brought our magazines out here, the Southside Drive, but it really is just a free day for us to get out a little bit.
All right. Well, enjoy. All right. And look up her Southside Drive magazine. Of course, that is a creative capturing of our culture on the south side of Chicago. And she's one of the news affiliates on the On Air Network. So you can go to onaireverywhere.com and look up news affiliates and see that wonderful magazine. Well, all righty. Got a great friend here. Maybe we can get a few words. Oh, really? All natural lemonade. So, okay, so she's selling all natural lemonade. All right. And what's this? I've been fantastic. And we're live at on our global radio TV show, The Female Solution. Yeah. Always working. Okay. This is straight ahead here. Well, let's go and take a look at some of the stuff you got. Yes.
Ooh. This song here.
Nice.
Y'all know what we're talking about. The lady, right?
Woo.
And so she said she had a platform. That she wrote up.
Oh, wow. This one here? This one here?
Yeah, this fine.
Is this your work? Oh, we got the artist here, but you got to tell us about this. So this is some powerful symbols here. So tell us about your artwork. What are you trying to capture with your art?
Something in front of me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I just love art. It just come off the top of my head.
Ooh.
You know, I just love the
poetry.
And I create all these stories. So, through my painting.
Wow.
So they just store me. They people that I admire. They store me. That touch me. Black history. American history. World history. It always matters.
And I want y'all to
speak that. It speaks for itself.
Made,
a lot of great stories, though.
I'm going to point to one, and then you tell me the story behind it. Ooh, now this one's interesting.
Let's go see here.
All right. So tell me about this one.
Well, that's King Haile Selassie.
King Haile Selassie. For those
coming in from war. Battle. He was always on the front line.
Mm.
He's coming in with the flag of Ethiopia in his hand.
Wow.
Victory. Blood on his eyes. Always on the front line. People don't realize that.
Wow.
You know, the French had problems with him. They couldn't do nothing with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure the colors are symbolic. Now, red, yellow, and green. Those are the Ethiopian flag colors, right?
Oh,
okay. Now, this one here, this is an interesting set of symbols. Yes. What's the story in this
one?
Love story. Wow. Okay, y'all. This is a love story. So follow this. So tell us about the love story.
This is a love story between Ulysses.
Wow.
Calypso.
Wow.
Zeus is his daddy.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, Zeus sent Hermes. This is Hermes.
Oh.
But I turned him into the trickster because he's a trickster.
Oh, wow.
So I transformed him into the trickster. He told Hermes to go get his brother Ulysses from Calypso because she got him locked up and forced him to marry her.
Wow.
But it's... Well, if you meet with Dolly...
I remember that story. Wow.
And Penelope was at home having a fit crying, bugging Zeus, because she wanted Ulysses, her husband, to come home. But
wow.
Penelope had him locked in cage then. But Hermes went to the restroom. He went to go get him. So.
Wow.
We got to finish reading the story. I want to tell all
of this. It's amazing. I vaguely remember that when we read Greek mythology, but you... You put it in art form. That's amazing. Oh, this is, I like this one, too.
That's Eddie Archive.
Wow.
He's great Hawaiian. He was a great surfer.
Ooh, I see the surfboard in the water. Oh, wow. To save 900 people?
No, he was a lifeguard, too.
I didn't know that. So he was a lifeguard and he saved 900 people.
He never lost a bond.
Wow. That is amazing. Oh, no.
And they made it back and he got lost.
Oh, wow.
He was so amazing. He was young, right?
Wow.
amazing. Yeah.
Wow. So now, tell us your name and how they can, if people want to order prints or whatever, how can they
reach? My name is Charles Harris. Charles Harris. You can reach me at 773-704-684.
Now, can people go online and see these and order prints of them?
Well, no, just go on Facebook and just look at the pictures that I have. I haven't set up a website yet.
Okay.
This is like last minute. Somebody asked me to come.
Wow. You got it.
So I really haven't got it together because I've been so busy crazy.
Wow. Well, you know.
What they all say.
That is amazing. So is each one of a kind? Uh-oh. I mean, they got to if they get the original, they got to pay a lot of money. Yeah, well, it's back. Wow. You're definitely telling some stories. Yes. Now, I did not know about this surfer, man. I did not know that story. So that's really preserving some history. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I see. Yeah, the hair, yeah. So you have created a whole new kind of abstract art.
I merged him with this guy that he reminded me of. Donald Trump made up with the version of P.T.
Barnum. Wow.
And that's the
circus.
He's selling something.
Yes.
He got a tonic in his hand.
Oh. Wow. Well, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can see this. Wow. That's a major symbolism.
A modern day P.T. Barnum.
Yep.
He was a showman. He was a salesman.
Yep. That is true.
And like you said, it's a sucker born
every minute. Yes. I don't want to over anything so y'all can get a closer look at this. Oh, yes. So if you want to join us on Facebook, of course, that is www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. And see this wonderful work of Charles Harris. Original print. Come down and get an original. Because you know how it is. You got an original something. That's valuable. All right. Oh, okay.
This
now explain me.
Natchez, Mississippi.
Ooh.
This is like a fork in a row.
Wow.
That's what they brought us when they brought us. That was the first stop.
Wow. The fork in a row. Natchez, Mississippi. Oh, Natchez, Mississippi.
Fork in a row.
Wow.
Fork in a row.
Ooh. So this number here, what is this?
It's just a roll of devil's
roll.
Wow. It's just symbolizing, you know what I'm saying, darkness. But not just Mississippi, the fourth in a row.
Woo.
That's where they lined us up and auctioned us off. That was the hub.
This is the slave ship.
Yeah, that's the slave ship.
I just now got it. That's it. The little bodies, yeah. So for those who didn't get it, that's what this is.
That's where they was auctioning us off at. The first stop.
You're looking at the bodies lined up on the slave ship. That's what that is.
It's real deep.
Wow, this is brilliant. Yes. Well, thank you so much for that history lesson. All right. Well, I appreciate you. That's Charles Harris. Look him up. Yes, this is, wow.
But they can keep studying.
Yes, keep studying. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we got to make that happen. Definitely. Oh, brilliant. Yes. Now, did you see the symbolism in that? I mean, that was amazing.
You got to go ahead. You got to make that call.
Picasso ain't got nothing on that book. I'm telling you. I mean, that is some art. Symbolism, for sure. Well, we just got a few more minutes. And we want to make sure that we give you all a visual impression. If you can't get here physically, we'll at least give you a chance to enjoy it vicariously to us. And
We're giving you kind of an aerial view right now. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, go to the Female Solution on Facebook. So, yeah, we know we already got to go back and purchase a couple of things. Going to get that oil and that face cream. And he recommended that lemonade, too. So we might go down and talk to the lemonade lady. But we are really seeing the creativity that many people are displaying. And we've got a few people on the switchboard. If you want to make a comment, you know, feel free to press 1. And
yeah, y'all like that?
We enjoy being able to bring you live action because Chicago is a place that records a lot of history. A lot of things have happened. Yes. So we hear what our performer has said. We're celebrating life today. And you can see on our screen the many tents of vendors here, 55th and Cottage Grove. You're in and around the Chicagoland area.
I'm over inside. I done did myself. Now I'm going to bring it up some. Can I bring it up some for y'all? Can we bring it up? Yeah. All right, y'all. Right into nonsense. Let's bring it up. How can y'all get the power off? Come on,
so let me see if I can meet the lemonade lady who's got a product that she is presenting here. And, you know, there's a saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Well, apparently she is doing that. So we want to give you all a chance. Oh, hopefully for my time runs out in the last few minutes. So in these last 11 minutes, if you want to join us for a visual image, if you're listening online, you're of course on our Facebook page, you can see we've got some lemonade. So your lemonade has come so highly recommended. I wanted to share it with our listening and viewing audience. It's called Squeeze Herbal Lemonade. Squeeze. All right. There's a bottle of Squeeze. How much is a bottle? Okay. I'm going to. All right. Here. I've already touched this one. So I'm going to come back and get this in about 10 minutes. I'll be done, and I'm coming back and get some Squeeze Lemonade. So tell us what makes Squeeze Lemonade unique. Okay, you street. All right. Squeezing the fruit. But here's the lemons right here. You see real lemons. Squeeze lemonade. Well, I'm going to be back to get me a bottle of Squeeze Lemonade. That'll be right there. I'll be right back. Yes. So now do you sell online? And what's your website? SqueezeHerbal@gmail.com.
Squeeze Herbal Lemonade on Facebook. Okay. So that's Squeeze Herbal Lemonade on Facebook. You can email her at squeezeherbal@gmail.com. And we're going to get us a bottle of Squeeze Lemonade. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So, yes, we have. We got some lemonade. All right. We have found all kinds of products. We got things that make us better without causing us any discomfort. Got some beautiful garments. So these last few minutes, we just want to give you all some visuals and really give you a chance to see what is happening here in Chicago. Yeah. A wonderful, festival, the 5th annual Jerk Festival. And it is wonderful because it is made up of people who are using their creative energy to develop products that they can sell on the marketplace. And this is like that open marketplace. This is one of the things I'm sure the founder of DuSable Museum, Dr. Margaret Burroughs, would have enjoyed, having something that's like the authentic African art marketplace, where you can just walk through the streets and look at what you like and just buy it right there. Definitely a wonderful way to shop. You can meet the owners, meet the originators, meet the people who are the creative minds behind the product. When I was in Liberia, I had a chance to go buy a dress shop and see the man make it right there in front of me, take the material and make the dress. So this is how we've always been, creative, innovative.
You know what?
We got the music in the background, and if you want to go on Facebook, you can get the visual image of some of the wonderful products, creations, garments that are maybe made or imported. Products for your health, products for your well-being. So this is a wonderful event, the 5th annual. The 5th annual Jerk Festival. Now, I still haven't gone over to the Jerk people. That's good. That's going to definitely be a stop. I've already spent about $30 here just in stuff that I'm going to get based on what I promised to purchase. But I got to make sure I save a little bit for the Jerk, because I'm going to get the Jerk vegetarian. That's what I'm going to get. But when you think about our economy and the fact that people often worry where their next meal is coming from if they lose a job. When you see a 17-year-old making products, she's not a chemist, not a college major, but she figured out how to research and find out what works for her body, and now she has her own company, and we're going to have her on a future edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, because we have geniuses in our midst, people who just choose to use their creative genius to develop products. And we're going to make sure that we let you all know more about her. And we've got people that are signing up for college here. And
All right. I see Dartmouth here. That's a college, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're live on our global radio TV show, The Female Solution. So for about a minute, can you tell us about Dartmouth College and why people should attend?
Dartmouth College is one of the premier colleges, I believe. I believe that people of color should attend because it gives them opportunity to see the world in a different perspective. They are taking in. They're looking for African-American students. My son went there. He's a 97 grad, and I'm excited about it because Ivy League tutoring was a real good vehicle for him getting there. So we're just excited to be here. After 2 years, we're excited. All Dartmouth.
Right. All right, Dartmouth. And where's Dartmouth located?
It's in New Hampshire.
All right, Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. So, well, if you've got a college-age student, come on down, get some information, and figure out how you can sign them up for Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. The booth is right here at the 5th Annual Jerk Festival, which is at 50. Well, come on down to 55th and Cottage Grove. And thank you so much, a proud Dartmouth mother right here. Well, let me give you my card. Well, we can talk about that and make that happen for sure. Let me just find it. Whoa. All right, I'll give you that one. Yeah. Naima Wati. Yes. Well, I'll actually come back here after we're done. We're almost off the air, so I'll come back and we'll talk. All right.
Hey, DJ Terry Hunter is going to be in the house.
And we are wrapping it up here at the festival. Great. And I am having a wonderful time. Truly, we want you all, if you're in and around the Chicagoland area, to come on down and enjoy this festival. It has certainly been one that has given people a chance to explore their creativity and to develop a means to solve problems and create solutions. I'm Naima Latif with the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And we'll see you tomorrow evening on Soul Purpose Healing with Beata, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Female Solution and Soul Purpose Healing on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, enjoy your day.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe.
South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.